You're listening to SBS News.
They're the warnings we've been hearing from our state premiers and leaders daily for over a month.
Following the rules.
We want to ensure that people follow the rules and continue to follow the rules.
We will not hesitate to clamp down again.
It's to keep those most vulnerable safe.
But with no end in sight for the bulk of social distancing restrictions, patience is beginning to wear thin for those like Peter in Melbourne.
We've been below 0.1 now for over a week. Let's get out of lockdown and get this economy working again.
There were scenes of frustration at Sydney's eastern beaches at the weekend as social distancing measures were policed.
I want to go for a swim. If everybody wants to go for a swim, I think there's plenty of space.
They're taking our liberties. Who gave them the right?
With some states taking a small step back from some restrictions this week, experts are warning that over-policing could lead to rebellion. Infectious diseases physician at the Australian National University, Professor Peter Collingnong, says restrictions must be loosened to ensure they last in the long term.
We run a problem if we over-fatigue people with these restrictions because we're going to have to live through these at least till September, October, and probably for a couple of years.
Since March, police in most states have been able to issue on-the-spot fines for breaches of social distancing rules, including non-essential outings and social gatherings. But after a sustained flattening of the curve nationwide, for some, restriction fatigue has set in.
I live alone, so it's pretty lonely.
Being locked up at home, definitely getting over it.
You look at the UK still getting 4,000 or 5,000 a day, United States getting 30,000 a day. You know, we are effectively getting nothing.
Professor Collingnong says while some restrictions must remain in to avoid a so-called second wave of COVID-19 during the June to September flu season, the restrictions need to be sustainable.
We know what to do to stop those transmission, decreasing crowds, quarantining, lots of testing, but particularly washing our hands and keep a physical distancing. We're going to have to do that for quite a while. But that doesn't mean we all have to be locked up in our houses.
The Australian Medical Association disagrees. President Tony Bartone says any rollback must be slow and measured to ensure the virus doesn't again take hold.
The minute we take the foot off the brake, we are saying to the virus, well, let's play chasey again. At the moment, we've shown the virus that we can see off the fret. It wouldn't take much to, turn the tables on us.
He says Australia's success in containing the virus is the product of extensive and early social distancing restrictions, and at the moment, a second wave could be triggered by a couple of new virus hotspots.
Before you've even identified that you've got a COVID-19 positive, you've got many people potentially exposed. And that's why if you go from suddenly the measures we've got in place to business as usual as we had, it wouldn't take long to create that potential situation.
The National Cabinet meets in the middle of May to consider what restrictions can be eased, and you can keep up to date with the latest on the pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.